Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. Center brings into force stringent law to curb irregularities in competitive exams. All public meetings for state's ULP elections to be prohibited during 48 hours preceding the poll. Denime Union Nagaland observes its first foundation day with calls for unity among Naga people. And Nagaland Olympic Association organizes Olympic Day Run 2024 at Indira Gandhi Stadium, Kohima. Now the news in detail. Center has enacted a stringent law that aims to curb malpractices and irregularities in competitive examinations. The law entails provisions for maximum jail term of 10 years and a fine of up to 1 crore rupees for offenders. In a notification published in the Official Gazette, Ministry of Personnel said that provisions of the law comes into force today. The Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Bill 2024 was passed by Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha on February 6 and 9 respectively. President Draupadi Murmu gave approval to the bill on February 12, turning it into a law. The Act aims to prevent unfair means in the public examinations conducted by Union Public Service Commission, Staff Selection Commission, National Testing Agency, Railway Recruitment Board, and Banking Recruitment Examination Bodies, among others. It has provisions for minimum of 3 to 5 years of imprisonment to curb cheating, and those involved in organized crimes of cheating will face 5 to 10 years of imprisonment and minimum fine of 1 crore rupees. State Election Commission Nagaland has notified all political parties and candidates in the matter of ULP elections 2024 according to Section 126 of the Representation of Peoples Act 1951. No person shall convene, hold or attend, join or address any public meeting or procession in connection with the election in any polling area during the period of 48 hours ending with the hour fixed for the conclusion of the poll. No one shall display to the public any election matter by means of cinematography, television or other similar apparatus. No person shall propagate any election matter to the public by holding or by arranging the holding of any musical concert or any theatrical performance or any other entertainment or amusement with a view to attracting the members of the public thereto in any polling area during the period of 48 hours ending with the hour fixed for conclusion of the poll for the election in the polling area. Further, any person who contravenes the provision of subsection 1 shall be punishable with imprisonment for a term which may extend to 2 years or with fine or with both. Denime Union Nagaland TUN observed its first foundation day today, hosted by Kohima Village Council at Kohima Village VDP Hall, Zikazo, Kohima, with calls for unity among Naga people. President Angami Public Organization and Convener, Advisory Board, TUN, Razovoto Chatsu, addressing the event as Speaker, asserted that the 5 tribal bodies of Denime in Nagaland, Angami, Chagasang, Puchori, Rengma and Zelyang, came together to form the Denime Union, Nagaland last year. Highlighting the rich legacy and glories of the forefathers of the Denime who were considered as guide, leaders and sought after for decision-making, which is still valued and regarded, Chatsu asked the present leaders for a rethinking of such legacy in order to regain and not bask on the past glories. President of Denime Women Union Nagaland, Zonella Turner, while pointing out ULP election with 33% women reservation, asked its constituent units to elect the right person to represent the various wards. Nagaland Olympic Association organized the Olympic Day Run 2024 at the Indira Gandhi Stadium, Kohima today, with the theme Let's Move and Celebrate. Speaking during the prize distribution ceremony, Secretary General Nagaland Olympic Association and Vice President Athletics Federation of India, Abu Mehta, congratulated all the participants and said that they are joining millions of kids across the world to observe the Olympic Day celebration. Mehta further encouraged children to dream big, to become champions in their future careers. The Olympic day run included 50 meters for 6 years and below 8 years, 80 meters for 8 years and below 10 years, and 100 meters for 10 years and below 12 years. This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. A security coordination meeting was convened at the DC office, Kohima, yesterday to discuss preparations for the upcoming urban local body elections for the Kohima Municipal Council. The meeting was attended by key officials including returning officer and assistant returning officer for KMC, various administrative officers, nodal officers, sector officers and sector commanders. Deputy Commissioner Kumar Ramnikant highlighted potential influences from unwanted elements and advised sector officers and sector commanders to remain vigilant, gather information and maintain neutrality while performing their duties. Additional SP Kohima assured that a comprehensive security plan is already in place with sufficient security forces for the 76 polling stations in Kohima, adding that flag marches and mobile patrolling have commenced. Election observer for KMC, Anthony Nguli, emphasized the importance of enhanced coordination and information sharing between sector officers and sector commanders. Kohima's ULP elections encompass both Chibopozo and KMC jurisdictions. All the wards in Chibopozo and 5 wards in KMC are uncontested, leaving 14 wards in Kohima to undergo elections. State Institute of Rural Development, SIRT, in Nagaland organized a one-day awareness training on the 15th Finance Commission and Disaster Management for Village Functionaries for RT Block of Woka, Pandari, Chukitung, Vujuro, Sanis Jambang and Ralan yesterday at VTB Hall, Woka. Course Director Dr. Kitise Bucho, Principal ETC PEC, SIRT Nagaland, speaking on the concept of 15th Finance Commission, said 15th Finance Commission is an important and specific grant to project the activities, programs and schemes to bring about development in rural local bodies. He said the objective is to augment the consolidated funds of the state and to supplement the resources of local bodies and recommend granting aid. He said 15th Finance Commission assures transfer to local bodies for planning and development of basic service smoothly and effectively within the functions assigned to them under relevant legislation. Dr. Kitise also highlighted on the concept and vision of disaster management, centre and state responsibilities, role of village councils and village development boards and community, capacity building and personal safety. Village council chairmen and VTB secretaries from all the blocks under Woka district attended the training programme. Narcotic Coordination Centre Mukuchung, in collaboration with District Hub for Empowerment of Women, Nasha Mukt Bharat Abhiyan, organized a half-marathon race today in Mukuchung in commemoration of International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking. Deputy Commissioner Mukuchung, Tsuvise Pochi, flagged off the race from DEF Camp. The culmination and prize distribution program was held at Main Police Point, where Senior SP Mukuchung administered the pledge against drug abuse and illicit trafficking. In the school boys category, Teka Sanan emerged as the winner, followed by Shapung and Sungjim Doshi as the second and third winners, respectively. In the school girls category, Chuchu Sangla came out first with Imsa Senla and Wadi Lemla as second and third winners, respectively. In women's open category, Imcha Inla was declared winner, while in men's open category, John Minge was the winner. And now, trend news, here are the headlines again. Centre brings into force stringent law to curb irregularities in competitive exams. All public meetings for state's ULP elections to be prohibited during 48 hours preceding the poll. The Nime Union Nagaland observes its first foundation day with calls for unity among Naga people. and Nagaland Olympic Association organizes Olympic Day Run 2024 at Indira Gandhi Stadium, Kohima. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.